comfort. It's a word I like to hear. It has such a, well, reassuring sound to it, right? It's also a Bible word. Bible teacher G. Campbell Morgan says that the word comfort occurs in some form 10 times in just 5 verses in the Bible. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 3 and 4 say, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." Here, to be comforted means to be strengthened or sustained, which is something we need so often in life. Comforter is also a name given to the Holy Spirit, who is God Himself. The idea is more than just that He consoles us when we're sad or upset. Mr. Morgan goes on to say, "It is the great thought of underpinned, strengthened comradeship, being by the side of, upholding." That is the great word, the upholding power that comes from God. It's not a sign of weakness to admit you need God's help. When life piles up on us, when we face grief and deep difficulty, we need to turn to the God who truly is our comforter. The psalmist wrote, "When I said, 'My foot is slipping,' your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." Many years before Christ was born, the prophet Isaiah said that God would be sending Christ to earth to bind up the brokenhearted. Do you need Him to bind up your broken heart today? He is the great comforter who will come to your side in difficult days.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.